This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I'm honored to welcome to the program Mr. Bob Tucker. He is the county executive for the county of Albemarle, and he joins us. Bob, you just submitted your proposed budget to the board. The big public hearing is next week. We'll get all the details, but my first question for you is, it ain't pretty, is it?
No, it's a difficult time, has been for the last couple of years, as you know, and every year I think it's going to possibly get a little better, but unfortunately it hasn't.
Yeah. So tell us now, this process that you went through to come up with a proposed budget, what's your message for the staff and for the board about what they're looking at and what the prospects are?
Well, we're going through some major changes in local government, not just here, but throughout the country, and I think what the message for the staff and the public, too, is that what we're trying to do is build a budget now that can be sustainable for the long term. Some of the things that some localities have attempted to do, like furloughs and reducing salaries, those are short-term fixes that might work if we were going to, you know, come out of this recession next year. Or even the year before, but this does not appear to be a quick turnaround for this recession, and I'm not even sure we have bottomed out yet. I hope we have. At least there are some indications that we have, but I am concerned that we're going to be in this, and even if we have hit bottom, it will take a while before we start recovering or there's any upswing in the economy. So the changes we're making now, Coy, with some of the repositioning of positions and moving people around in local government and eliminating positions are things that I think we had to do in order to be sustainable over the long haul.
We're talking with Bob Tucker, county executive for Albemarle County. The proposed budget has been submitted, and the first hearing is next Wednesday night?
It's next Wednesday evening starting at 6 p.m. In the auditorium, and we will have some additional rooms that we will be able to bring audio in, at least audio in. We're looking to see if we can stream it to those rooms as well, right off of the auditorium. But the auditorium, I suspect, will be packed.
Now, you have years of experience preparing these budgets. You've seen tough times before. What is it about what you're seeing right now that you find most disconcerting and that you're most concerned about?
Well, I think it's the revenues and the downturn in the revenues. While, as you say, I've been with the county a long time, and I've seen some difficult times. I've never seen the kind of downturn in the economy and the real estate that I've seen in these last 3 years. In the early 90s, we had a downturn in the economy. It was a short recession. We were in and out of it. And as you know, Coy, being here in the with the university and any university town, I think in the country, we're kind of insulated from the difficulties of major recessions. We're usually the last ones to go into a recession and the first ones to come out. But we're not finding that with this particular recession. So I think the magnitude of the downturn, as well as the impact that it's had on our revenues, is the most substantial problem that I've seen for us. And it's forced us to do some innovative things. Like I said earlier, we're having to look at local government in general and make some changes that we probably would not have had to make otherwise. We're having to make cuts in areas that we don't like to consider, some of our community agencies and things of that nature. So it's something that it's kind of unprecedented.
We're talking with Bob Tucker of Albemarle County. Bob, the city and the county now have a scheduled date and time to sit mm-hmm. down. I understand from David Toscano's office that will be a public meeting, and mm-hmm. the public can tune into that and mm-hmm. and see the proceedings. This, of course, is a bit of a local summit kind of thing, a conference to put heads together and see
right.
if there can be some solution that might obviate the need for Rob Bell's bill, which is quickly working its way through the General Assembly. What are your thoughts on that, the prospects for some type of local solution to that situation?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people sitting around the table, as you know, because it's not only the governing bodies, but the two school boards as well. So there will be obviously a lot of discussion. I think some of our board members would be interested to know if there are opportunities there, or if there some of the revenue sharing funds that the city are already expending, how that money is being used, and are there ways that it could be used to benefit both communities. So I think those are the kind of things that, at least on the county side, that they'd be interested in learning.
Now, are you open to more cooperation city-county? I mean, we've had folks in here that have talked about, you know, possibly looking at the parks budget and some mm-hmm. aspects of the school budgets. And you know, there certainly are doors that could be open there that might save the city and the county some money and might create stronger ties between the city and the county and make it a stronger community.
Yeah, sure, we're always open to that. I think what people forget is how many things we already do together. I think that's always forgotten. People look at the city and the county and think we're, you know, at arm's length with one another, but we do so many different things. We have so many joint boards and commissions that we work together on with water and sewer, the Ravenna Water and Sewer Authority, the Solid Waste, Ravenna Solid Waste Authority, the airport, the emergency communication system with the city, county, and university. There are so many of these types of things that we're already doing that really other localities are trying to emulate. So I think we do a lot of things together. That doesn't mean that we can't do other things, but we've also done lots of analyses and studies on whether or not these types of ventures of working together more would be advantageous. So I think we'd have to look at some of the things that we've already analyzed to see if it would make sense to move forward on it. It may be that not in every case that you're always going to save a lot of money, but it might make more sense to merge some things to become more efficient. So anyway, those are the kind of things that I think we'll ultimately have to consider.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Tucker of Albemarle County. Before I let you go, I just want you to respond to, you know, there's the anti-government ideologues out there, and we have some in our community who look at, you know, when we're in these economic times, they, for some reason, they celebrate and they love the idea that our local municipalities don't have money for schools and don't have money, and they think this is a good thing. And that there's only fat, and when from the folks I've talked to in the city and the county, we're cutting into bone in some places. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we're certainly in a situation where we have certain goals, and I'll give you an example of our police department. We have a goal in our comprehensive plan and to ensure that we try to provide at least 1.5 police officers per 1,000 population. That's one of the lower standards that I've seen throughout the state, so we don't by any means have a very high standard there, but it's one that we think would be that meets our needs for Albemarle County. Well, we're over the last couple of years, we've actually gone backwards. We're down to 1.2 police officers per 1,000 right now. And we have several positions that are frozen in the police department because we simply just don't have the funds to fill those positions right now. So those are things that I think public safety and human services are two areas that we've tried to protect in this budget as much as possible, but even those we've had to cut back on a little bit. So there are areas that I think as a community, and I mentioned this to the board yesterday when I presented the budget, is that we have to also think about reinvesting in this community and in this county. And we can't just keep cutting further and further and further, I believe. I don't mean that we have to do this tomorrow or we have to do it next year, but we have to remember that in order for this community to provide the infrastructure that is needed in the operations to provide a community that I think the citizens expect and want, I think we've got to be a little bit more strategic in how we spend our funds. And I'm hoping that next early summer, that we're scheduled to have another retreat with our board, that we can move in that direction at least for the future and think about how we might reinvest our any additional funding we might have more wisely.
So let's remind folks now, the first public hearing for the county budget in Albemarle County is this coming Wednesday evening, starts at 6 p.m. Get there early, get your name on the list.
Right.
We would imagine, as usual, that this is going to be quite well attended.
That's what I'm expecting. And then starting on March 8th through the 17th, we'll have budget work sessions with the board. And then the Board of Supervisors will hold another public hearing on their budget, if you will, on March 31st. And then they will adopt the budget and the set the tax rate on April 7th.
There you go. County Executive Bob Tucker of Albemarle County. Bob, thank you so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Coy. You too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.